This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? And loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? And loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go.
All right, I'm done with that email. Let's get to let's get going here. It's 7 past the hour. What I like more than anything else, Victoria, is hearing your chuckle as I do whatever silly stuff I'm doing to get things warmed up and going. Jennifer has her way about her, and that always sends me. There's something about Jennifer, and that's probably maybe why she survived here with me in this environment as long as she has, because there's just something, there's a sparkle in her personality. Even if she's half asleep, there's a sort of sparkle there. And then you add to it so wonderfully by just that chuckle. It's just all it is. And it is so expressive. It's just a little chuckle that's very expressive. It's fun. Thank you.
It's basically her way of going, oh, my God.
Yeah. No.
Why did I do this?
You think I don't know that. Okay, so let's check the weather first. Jennifer, you and I had a lot of fog last time when the plane landed. It's really fascinating. There's a new tool that's being used by airplanes, and it happened the second time last night. Remember I told you when I flew into Charlotte a couple of weeks ago how the captain came on about 25 minutes before we landed and said, listen, the conditions at the airport are horrible, and there's this new device that we're using that's been installed in all of our planes, and the only thing is you have to shut off everything. Everything in the plane has to be shut off except the lights. And so, okay, I felt, that's something new and different. Air traffic control then takes
nervous?
The plane. Last night, same thing happened. We came in last night. You couldn't see your hand in front of you at LAX. I don't know where over the hill it was okay. As we were coming in to land, you could see the usual stuff, the lights, until you got to the 405, and then it went dark. I mean, that's what happens in the L.A.
It's
basin.
It's been so strange, though. It's almost tropical outside. Yesterday,
yeah.
I walked out of work,
warm.
And it's been kind of overcast, and then it sort of
humid.
Hits you. It was almost like you're in Hawaii.
Yeah,
weird.
Right. Very. It's
kind of
humid.
It's almost like you're in Hawaii. I'm looking at snow, okay?
Yeah,
you
right.
Two Californians.
Well, today, but what was it yesterday?
Why do you
65?
Think I got out of there yesterday, Victoria? That's why I got out, because 15 inches of snow blowing up. It was a real snow blast set for the Northeast. Let's see or understand.
I think the worst of it is over here because it's not snowing anymore.
It looks like it's
you know only 1 or 2 inches at the most, really.
Right.
This is not a lot.
They have been overcooking these forecasts for the purposes of the news media more than anything else, I think. It's just like everything else. Everything's getting overblown. But I do think, in terms of what my own neck of the woods was like, as I left yesterday, it was 54 degrees when I left the farm in the early afternoon. And I think it was yesterday. Didn't you tell me, Kara, it was 70 in Washington? Is that what you... It was close to that, I think.
Yeah, it got up to 70. And, of course, we had a chance of snow, too. We were supposed to get about an inch. But I think it only got down to 45. Yeah, there was nothing outside this morning.
So nothing's going to happen. Right. So I haven't really fought. I'm not really on top of what the situation is at home yet, because there's nobody around for me to
They're
talk
hiding.
To yet. Yeah, right, exactly. Not like the good old days when we had the cows being milked at 4 o'clock and everybody was up and on and they can tell me what was going on. That doesn't happen anymore, but I can just nose around a little bit and see. But, you know, the reason I bring it up isn't because it's a snowstorm. It's wintertime. Hello, wake up. This is what happens in the wintertime. It's cold, like in here where we are in California. It's rained a lot. And it does often, depending on El Nino or La Nina, whether it rains in January and February, it usually starts heavy just after Christmas. You've lived here. I've only been here 23, 24 years, Jennifer. You've been here all your life. The rain will start around Christmas time, a little after, and last until Valentine's Day. That's normally
it's usually January and February, the rainy months.
Yeah,
sometimes,
right.
With an honorable mention, sometimes to April. April gets a little...
Really?
The times that I can remember where it's actually snowed here have always been in April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not
we're
that the
not
snow ever
snow
sticks.
In L.A. We're talking
but
about snow
down.
Up in the mountains.
No, I'm talking about, like, if it's ever snowed, like, in my front yard, which is
you
happened
You had snow in your
time.
Front yard?
Sometimes.
You did?
Really? It didn't stick, but sure, it's snow. Like, you know, little bits of snow, that's always been an April.
I mean, it came from a snow machine, but it was there.
Now, there's actually, like, from probably Sarah. 3 or 4 years ago, maybe a little more, I was up at my mom's house. She was out of town. I was house-sitting. My dad came over, and there was so much snow that people were careening down her street, like, into my uncle's bank.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your uncle owns a bank?
Well, you know, like the bank of his yard. We live in a hill.
Oh, I thought you I thought you were holding on to him, but your uncle owned a bank.
I wish I'd be making some withdrawals.
Okay, so how many people have seen the surveillance video from that McDonald's drive-through window showing this lady rushing from a car trying to hand her young daughter to an employee? Have you seen this video? We probably should post it on social media. Well, maybe we'll pause for a second and give you a chance to go look at it. The employee can be seen reaching out the window with both arms in this. The employee says, "Hand the child to me." And so there's a whole story behind this story that ends, well, everybody gets a chance, if you haven't seen it yet, to check it out, and then we'll talk about it, because it just is one of those amazing things that is so much a part of our lives today. These sorts of things have happened for sure, but the fact that everything is recorded, everything's on video, we can see, and these things go viral very quickly. So we'll talk about not only that part of it, but this has been described by the prosecutor in Cincinnati as a night of sheer terror. And we'll figure out what happened as we put this together. It'll give you all something exciting to stick around for. See, that's what we call in the biz a tease. How'd I do, Jennifer? Did I get an A for that tease?
You did. It was really, it was a stunning tease.
Stunning.
I mean, really incredible.
Top three teases that I've ever heard from you.
That one and all the others.
Right, exactly. They're Josh and me. All right, but this is serious. It's 13 and change past the hour with DJV.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, quarter past the hour. It is the Thursday DJV experience with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. This surveillance video is taken, and some of you may or may not have heard this story, so I think what we will do is post maybe a few pictures from this, although it's so horrible, I don't know that I really want to. And I wouldn't probably focus on it except for the circumstances that prevail. There's a couple of reasons for me wanting to focus on this. Everything gets either recorded, the audio is recorded, the video is recorded, you get shots of this thing. This mother goes up to the drive-in window at the McDonald's, And then she jumps out of the car and rushes up to the window to try to hand her two-year-old daughter to an employee. And so you see in the picture the employee reaching out with both arms and saying to this woman, hand the child to me. But the father, who's chasing the mother and the four kids around, pulls the child away from the woman in the McDonald's window, goes back to the car with the child and drives away, leaving the mother, who's there, cut, bruised, beat up, looking to, at least what they do is call 911. Now, this is something that happened a few months ago, and the trial has started, and the prosecutor refers to it as a night of terror for this woman. The guy who's the father breaks into the house, and he beats up the mother. I mean, it's the kind of usual, and I say this not lightly, the kind of usual domestic violence stuff that goes on way too often in our country. And so this guy's on trial, but they're showing pictures, and I don't know how we didn't ever see this when it originally happened, but it just it shows a couple of things that I think are a problem in our society. The way women are being treated by men who don't have any respect for them, the way women continue to become baby factories for men who just want to sleep with them and then run away, the control and other issues that so many men have, and, you know, how long it takes to get justice. I mean, you can pick any one of those things out of this and see it. But it's underscored by the pictures that make it more dramatic. I mean, it looks like a bad movie or some kind of a television show, something that you'd see in a show that claims to have stories ripped from the headlines. So I don't know that there's any real comment that's necessary. Other
how
than,
do you recover from that is the comment that I have. I mean, how are you okay to keep, you know, get up and go to work and get coffee the next day? It's so strange.
Well, yeah, and reading the story, it sounds like, I mean, he got into the house by pushing in the air conditioning unit and coming in through the window. And it's like, how are you not suspicious of everything after that? You know, you think that you're safe, you don't have any doors open, everything is locked, and then someone still comes in through a window by pushing the air conditioning unit.
You guys are going to freak out when I say this, but honestly, that's why I have my gun. That's why I have my firearm at home, because it provides me that extra bit of protection. And I know some people go, oh, that's crazy. And
no, I want to know, you know? This is a question for the three of you. Have you ever been in a situation where you feared real fear, where you felt real fear? Victoria, I'll start with you. Anything that's happened in your life where you really were afraid for yourself?
Yeah. When I was in college in D.C., I was out one night with some girlfriends, and we were in a not-so-great part of town, and our one friend was, you know, was drunk, and we were trying to get her back to the car to go back to the dorm, and she just started a fight with a guy and who was driving by, and he yelled at us, oh, you bunch of drunk college girls or whatever, and so she started yelling back at him, and he stopped the car, turned around, came back, and pulled a gun on us, and I was like, my parents don't even know this, so luckily they're asleep right now, but yeah, that was, I literally talked us out of it, and luckily a cop happened to be driving by at that time, and it was the most terrifying night ever. It was horrible.
Jennifer?
There have been a few. I mean, like, emotional fear is when I found, I would call my grandmother every night, and the one night I called her, she didn't answer, and then the phone rang back, and I just heard, like, these animal sounds on the other end of the line because she had had a stroke, and that car ride down to her to try to figure out what was going on was not one of my best. But I would say, as far as like my own personal safety fear, walking into my house a couple of years ago and hearing voices and seeing lights on my patio and having to kick that homeless person out when I thought there were more than one person out there, that wasn't exactly comfortable for me either. That was pretty scary.
Karen,
a homeless person got into your house?
Yeah, it was on
my
patio.
Wasn't that last time?
That happened. I thought you were here. No, maybe it was right before you came.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Tara, are you okay? If anything happened, we only have a few seconds here anyway.
Yeah. I think I've been lucky to not experience anything of that caliber like they have.
Good. All right, some food for thought anyway. 21 after the hour.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
For whatever the reason, if I could pick my four favorite male voices in pop music, this would be one of them. Willie Nelson is certainly one of them. Maybe that could be on the face of many people listening to the program right now. And I'm concerned about Willie because he keeps canceling concerts. I think yesterday we were talking, was it yesterday, Monday, one day this week, because he wasn't feeling well, he canceled a number of concerts. And yesterday, his folks canceled more, including one scheduled for tomorrow night in Albuquerque. The Desert Diamond Casino and Route 66 casinos are working with him to try to reschedule the shows, but the dates haven't been determined. And as is the case with most of these smart outfits, you give refunds to people if these things are canceled. But there were a trio of shows that were canceled in Bakersfield, Jennifer. It was scheduled to have taken place yesterday and the day before, and yesterday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or is it tonight? Okay, well, whatever.
By the way, Willie is popular in Bakersfield.
Oh,
that's his place.
Yeah, wherever he goes, I think he's. But I saw him
sure.
at Farm Aid a couple of years ago, and I didn't think he had it anymore, frankly. Or maybe he was having a bad day, but he wasn't good that day. He had his son, and his son was carrying most of it. Anyway,
both of his sons play with him now regularly.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I didn't know that. He's supposed to be at the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo on the 16th. He's maybe just worn out, frankly.
Well, you said he's 83. I mean, to be doing this many shows at 83 is something. And to literally be traveling on the road.
His birthday is April 28th, and he's supposed to be celebrating his 84th birthday with a new album, God's Problem Child. He and Leon Russell are together, at least on one of the songs. He's got nominations for the Grammy Awards this weekend. vying for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album for his tribute to the Gershwin Brothers. I have not heard any of that. Has anybody heard any of that, man?
No.
I'd want to listen to that. That sounds like it'd be pretty
just
cool.
To hear his take on it, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. All right, so let's hold a good thought. You know, the power of positive thinking, power of prayer, however you want to refer to it, but let's hold a good thought for Willie Nelson. Regardless of what you think about his use of the wacky weed, he is an icon, man, and he's so, at his best, he's been fabulously entertaining in any number of ways. And what I get the biggest kick out of is seeing some of the video from when he started in the 50s, when he used to wear a suit and he had short hair.
I can't even imagine that.
No, I know. Where are the braids? Come on.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Next up, a song from a fellow named Jason Derulo, who's in the news today because he had a problem on an American Airlines flight. What a shock.
He got Derulo.
He was deruled. Yes, deruloed. He said he was disrespected, so he cussed out the pilot. And as soon as they landed in Miami, the police met the plane, a little overdone, 15 police to handle one guy. He says that his group, he had eight with him in the plane. They arrived for a flight to L.A. They tried checking 20 bags. He's a concierge key. If you fly an American, you know they give preference to what they call their concierge group. He always flies on American, he says. But he said this staffer was so rude, and I find this all the time. The people at American now are so damn rude, I find. Not across the board. The flight attendants on the plane I came out on last night were nice, and they were fine. But there's too many people who've got a chip on their shoulder and an attitude. You're in a service business. Make people feel good about using the service that you provide. Don't give them starch. Anyway, so the pilot went nuts on him. Supposedly he was on the plane. He wanted to get off, and the whole thing was a mess. So anyway.
They wanted to charge him $6,000 extra for the bags.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Talk about baggage fees. I mean, my God.
$6,000.
That's what set him off, I guess.
I don't blame him.
How to do it.
28 after the hour.
Dealing with the winter blues. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The winter months can be tough to get through for a lot of people. It's cold outside. It gets dark early. Our bodies crave more fattening foods. We tend to get much less vitamin D, and some of us just feel like hibernating. So what can you do about the winter blues? First and foremost, I think it's important to be easy on yourself. Take the time to understand that the winter months will present the challenges that I just said, but that's okay, because the bottom line is you can handle it. In other words, do your best to eliminate exaggerated talk like, I can't handle this anymore. Because not only is that not true, because you are handling it, but also the exaggerated self-talk will likely just add more stress. Finally, figure out what you can do, from hobbies to activities that fit with the winter months. The more you have to do, the less you'll be inclined to feel hopeless through it all. For more on dealing with all things emotions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Four after the hour here on the DJV Experience. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I was talking earlier about the wild weather in the Northeast and what we experienced here in Los Angeles, but I didn't pay any attention to the tornadoes that went through Louisiana yesterday and Tuesday. 31 people were severely hurt. There were seven or eight tornadoes And this is the time of year when this stuff gets started, because down south it's springtime. And then really doesn't. You get to Louisiana and places, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, those places, they're never really cold. It's always warm and kind of humid there. But as the rest of the weather around the country changes, as we get into it, it seems kind of fun to think about, in a way, the beginning of baseball season. Pitchers and catchers report this weekend, next week. The rest of the players show up, and then they start playing the week after that. So it's cool. We're beginning to think spring. But you look at the snow in the northeast and the cold weather, it's wintertime. But as we break out of these patterns and the weather, there are more clashes of atmospheric conditions. You see the time begins about this time. And it goes through April and sometimes May, when there are the opportunities, possibilities of this devastating damage because of all of these tornadoes. And the tornadoes have been very powerful so far this spring, very destructive. There were a lot of people without power yesterday because of this, and it takes sometimes 5, 6, 7 days to restore the power, which is another reason for doing something that a lot of people propose. I don't know why this isn't done or even required, except that the lobby for the power company is so strong. I think there ought to be a law that all power cables, everything should be buried underground, because then the consumer is protected, because the weather then can't affect. Like here, I know where I am. I'm having a generator installed on my house this next week, because I don't trust the power. The power in that part of town where I've lived all my life, the first sign of a snowstorm or a windstorm or something, power goes out. Because the wires, it's the oldest part of town. The wires, some of them are original wires that were put up when electricity was being distributed, 80, 90 years ago? And the telephone poles are leaning over, and the trees are growing all around them. And so as soon as there's a problem, all the power goes out. And yet you still have to pay your power bill. It's one of the outrages. Yeah, when's the last time you saw a credit on your bill for the power going out? Jennifer, you had power on.
And by the way, I've had, in the last 3 or 4 years, I've had really weird stuff going on at my house. And they never give you a credit. In fact, all they do is ever raise the bill. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it's more and more of that, because what we've allowed is monopolies to come in. Same thing with Verizon and these other companies that control the audio. They control the Fios or however it is that you get your internet. All of these companies are monopolies, and they don't care. It's like I was talking about American Airlines with that singer in the last half hour. The same thing. They all get so big and out of control.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? They don't care what you think. They'll tell you they're the best since sliced bread, but no, it doesn't work that way. So anyway, the point is that with the weather being the way it is, it would seem to me that people that were constructive, I think there ought to be a movement to try to get all of these things buried. They will tell you they won't do it, or they can't do it because it's too expensive, but it really isn't. I mean, even if you look at what they have to do, once you bury them in the ground, then you're done with it. You don't have to worry about having crews out to fix the poles all the time, or fix the wires that come down as a result of an ice or a snowstorm or a windstorm. It seems to be practical common sense to me. But, you know, they're not worried about the future. They only worry about the next 6 months. And it would be bad for the bottom line if you did all that stuff. It would be a hit on the value of the stock for the next, 2, 3, 4 years. And that's one of the good thing about the way our country and the economy functions. I mean, look at yesterday and this week, as a matter of fact. In spite of all of the craziness around and people saying Trump's going to ruin the stock market because he's so crazy, I look at the steady increase. Yesterday, for those of you who are looking for some good news, Dow Jones Industrial Average was affected by what was going on at Standard & Poor's and some of the other. If you look at the numbers since the beginning of the year, they've continued to go up, 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 and up. So what is it? What's that old expression, a rising tide brings all boats or something? I don't know if it's something close to that. But you know what I'm saying. There are some that are affected. So when it's bad, you see everybody running like rats off the ship. But when it's good, everybody says, okay, let's buy. We'll just buy, 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 buy. So the stock market, despite all those people in the certain news media circles that are being critical of what's going on now, everything's crazy, the world is going to hell, and Trump is driving it there, the markets are not reflecting that.
Yeah.
at all.
I thought it was kind of interesting. I mean, admittedly, I don't know, because either Obama, the last president, wasn't doing this, or maybe they just weren't publicizing it as much. But the fact that Trump is meeting with these businesses, I mean, the news out of Arizona yesterday was incredibly good, I thought, where Trump met with Intel, and Intel said they're bringing back, like, I think, what, 7,000 or 10,000 jobs to Arizona. Yeah. That's really good news, and that only helps the economy.
Right.
They started that plan, though, a while ago, and then they put it on hold in 2014. I don't know why they put it on hold, though. That's the one detail that seems to be lacking. But I think a lot of...
Victoria, what plan are you talking about?
Intel. The plan, they had already started building that plant years ago, so that's been in the works. That's not a new thing. It's but they have to spend another $7 billion to complete the plant. So, but they were building it, and they put it on hold in 2014, and I was reading about that yesterday, and I can't find why they put it on hold. I don't really know why. But I do think, Jennifer, and I will give Trump credit for this, Obama had somebody else, and I forget her name. She was sort of the liaison into meeting with a lot of different corporate heads, and they didn't get a lot of face time with Obama himself, and I think because Trump comes from the business world, that is one thing that he has
drives
definitely...
the economy, and the economy's got to be
good. But he has been very good about personally having those heads of companies into the Oval Office with him, and I think that was a mistake Obama made, and I think that that's a good thing that Trump is doing, and I think that's why Wall Street... I mean, I have friends who work on Wall Street, and ever since he got elected, you know, people are optimistic that the business aspect from his background is going to positively affect Wall Street. So I don't know where any news media people are reporting that Wall Street's going to go in the tanker, because Wall Street's been on a rise just with the thought of him coming in. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, but you know where it's coming from. It's coming from the Huffington Post and that ilk, the Washington Post, all the people that want to see it go down, the Trump and his administration go down in flames.
Look, I'm no fan of Trump's, but that's just the fact. You know, the fact is the fact. Like, the numbers have been up. So, I mean, now he inherited a very good economy. That's another thing people don't talk about, but he did.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was certainly...
After Christmas and all that stuff and more jobs. The thing that is troubling me is how many people are trying to... I saw something, and you know, not only is there a problem with the upscale stores, but even TJ Maxx has taken Ivanka... it's Ivanka, right?
Ivanka
stuff out of the store. And I find that... troubling.
I don't understand why all...
I don't either, other than people going in and complaining, I don't want to buy it, see that stuff. Well, I mean, come on. It just... there's so much reaction. There's not as much action. There's reaction to things that are being said and done. It just isn't... I mean, is Trump quirky? Yeah. Is he crazy? No. You look at some of this stuff. He's a madman. He's out of control. Nah, he's just different. And
a lot of women feel he's a little more than just different and quirky.
Well, but I'm not talking about that specifically. Yes, I mean, when it comes to that sort of thing, he's out of touch and off base, big time. But I'm just in general with his... the 3 o'clock call in the morning to people who are his staffers and that sort of thing. That's kind of the way he's always worked. If you looked into anybody who's worked for him, you know that the people that are closest to him can expect a call from him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's just it.
Michael Flynn just said he called him at 3 a.m. the other day to ask him a question.
Yeah, and he didn't know the answer to it.
Well, I don't know if you talked about this in an earlier hour, but when the story came out yesterday of how much sleep each president has gotten, and Bill Clinton was famous for gathering, not just on the phone, gathering the staff at 3 a.m. and working all night long and getting people out of bed.
And he looked it too. You look at his bags. And Trump looks like he's getting kind of baggy, saggy eyes as well. And I didn't ever see that. I didn't sense it with Obama until toward the end when his hair seemed to turn so gray almost overnight.
Yeah.
It was pretty startling, actually. Speaking of the former president, you may be interested to know that Joe Biden has a new job as professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He's going to be the Benjamin Franklin Presidential Practice Professor and will lead the university's new Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. They're going to base this in Washington. Biden will have an office at the campus in Philadelphia and be going back and forth and teaching classes in both places. I think that'd be cool to
that
have a
prof
amazing. Who is a former vice president. Wouldn't that be
yeah,
kind of cool?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be awesome. And he'll have lots of great anecdotal stories and practical experience to share. So that's a good thing. 45 past the hour. Here is the best thing, the absolute perfect gift. We've been talking about this. Time is running short, ladies and gentlemen. And this is for both ladies and gentlemen. I can see Jennifer giving her boyfriend some Sherry's Berries. I can see Victoria giving her boyfriend.
You should have seen me yesterday. I was ordering a ton of Sherry's Berries. They're going to love us.
They will love you as long as you use the DJV
That's
handle.
Right.
In the microphone, top right-hand corner, Valentine's Day next Tuesday. Have you still not done anything? Come on. Why would you wait till the last minute and give that ordinary? I was listening to an ad yesterday as I was driving from the airport back to the house here, and it was a spot for kind of a routine flower thing. But the spot started off by basically saying the same thing that we've been saying. Today, or this year, the emphasis is on doing something different, not following the same old pattern, the same old routine. Are flowers cool? Yep. Are cookies cool? Yep. I think eats, for me anyway, eats are better. Because what's the old expression about guys? The closest way to a guy's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah.
So, under the circumstances, that's a hint. So, if you're sweetheart is a male, or your sweetheart is a female, doesn't make any difference. You are on the right path. Again, especially if you've kind of waited till the last minute, I'm sorry that you have, but we still have the perfect gift for you. The fact that these freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries that I've been eating on the air, and we've been all kind of stealing them here, there, and everywhere, $19.99. For the stuff that you can picture, look at our social media. See the pictures. Or go to the website for Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Berries.com. And look at these offerings that they have there. All kinds of things. We were talking about the whole list. And they're in a nice, very... The box itself has a lot of class. We're talking about quality, quality, quality here. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, but you got to get at it. So here's what you do, because we only have a few days left. One way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, and that is to visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. That's all you have to remember, DJV for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Type that in, and you'll get the berries for $19.95. Maybe you want to get an extra dozen for $10 more. I'd do it if I were ordering. I was fortunate to get them without, you know, because I'm talking about them on the air. That's cool. But you don't have a radio program, so you got to pay. Sorry. That's the reality. So let's go.
Quite a sales pitch.
Well, I mean, that's really the truth. They give them to us so we can help. I mean, this is an organization that's in business. This is their busiest time of the year. So we want to help them become more successful. Another great American success story. This is a company that started from nothing and has grown to be, I think last week I saw, Sherry's Berries was the fourth biggest advertiser around the country because they've become so big and so popular because they have a good product. And that's what we're telling you. A good product that is well, the company's well run, product is well conceived and delivered, and you benefit because something really neat's going to happen after the person you send this to opens up the box. I'm not going to go any further than that, but use your imagination.
Bum, chicka, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, ba, bum, boom, bum, bum. All right, so our prescription for a great Valentine's is to go to berries.com and click on the microphone. Order these berries for $19.95. Spend a couple of bucks more. Get them at berries.com. Use the code DJV.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Yeah. let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote, see?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour now. Time for Victoria to update us on a couple of important technical stories. And Tech Talk is presented by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. If you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place is not enough to find really good quality candidates. So if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of the top job sites. And now you can do it easily with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to 200-plus jobs. Websites, including social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, all with one single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails, no calls to the office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. So for all of you today that are running either small businesses, big businesses, find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by companies, big ones, small ones, Fortune 100 companies, thousands of these small and medium-sized businesses all around you in your town. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter for not any compensation. Aha! It's free! Yes, 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 yes. Special deal. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, right? Go to ZipRecruiter. And post for free. Well, I was about to say for free. Can't do that. Post your jobs free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, let me repeat it one more time. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get your jobs posted and get good hires. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, we're at 56 past the hour now, so we have Victoria Facebook in the news. The ground baking. Say it again, Doug. There it is. I said ground.
Ground baking.
I believe it's groundbreaking information. What's this announcement all about?
This was really big yesterday, and it started trending. Sheryl Sandberg, who's Facebook's COO, she announced that the company has a whole new family leave package in their benefit plan, and it's now including all employees, not just parents, because in 2016, Facebook upped their parent leave for paternal leave and maternal leave, and they went up to, I think, 4 months of actual leave that's allowed and paid for. And so now they've expanded this to if you have an ill family member, if you have bereavement. I mean, you get 20 days of bereavement now, which is twice as much as it was before. And they said basically they've realized, you know, Sheryl said, this is personal for me. I lost my husband very suddenly. Suddenly, Facebook provided leave and flexibility, and now we're doing more of it. And her husband, of course, died suddenly in 2015, and she was back to work 10 days after he died. Mm-hmm. So this is something that a lot of companies have been talking about. The Federal Family and Medical Leave Act offers unpaid time off for certain workers to care for sick children or family members, but most people can't afford to be at home and not be paid.
Here's the reality. In order to get good people, this is just following what we were just talking about, ZipRecruiter and how to get good people.
Right.
These companies have to have sharp people working. That's it. They're so competitive. There's so much business at stake here. The reality is they have to provide these benefits, and the smart ones are realizing it so they don't lose. I can't tell you how many people I know who are working for companies. There's a guy that lived right up the street from me who was a vice president at Bose Corporation, and they're kind of flat when it comes to really understanding what the needs are. They're finding out the hard way because they're a huge company that is growing very fast, and they're losing people right and left, and good people. This guy became the vice president of something or other at Amazon because of the way not only they treat their employees, but how much they pay. I mean, all of that stuff. You want to get these people, their existence is not just built on the technology, but the people who know how to run it. And if you don't think that they're going to have to provide these things to be competitive, you're kidding yourself.
It's all true. Right. And, you know, the U.S. is one of the only handful of countries in the world that offers no paid maternity leave.
Well, but it doesn't have to be the government. It doesn't have to be the government. These
as a country. I'm just saying, like, private companies, like, no one offers it, and it's not mandated.
Well, they're going to now. They're going to have to, because they will not be able to be competitive to keep the best people if they don't offer these things. That's just it. It's just business, practical business stuff. All right, so anyway, that was a good lesson learned. Thank you very much, Victoria Keelan.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.